Human history is divided into two parts, before the Messiah and after the Messiah. Before the birth of Jesus and after the birth of Jesus. The zero point, the center of our human history is the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. The center of our history is Christmas. The Old Testament deals with all human history from the creation of the universe, from the creation of our first parents, and the history of our salvation prior to the birth of Christ. The New Testament deals with the birth of Jesus and the coming of the kingdom of God down to present times. We live in New Testament times because we're in the second half of history. All that came before Christ did not include eternal life. It's a very important point. You'll never understand history unless you understand the hopelessness, the melancholy of human history without the hope of eternal life. Only death reigned supreme prior to the sin and rebellion of our first parents. It was not possible to have eternal life before the birth of Jesus Christ. We heard in that first reading from Isaiah, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. Isaiah understood 700 years before the birth of Jesus. And we should all thank God that we don't live in that melancholy age, the age of pagan gloom and doom and darkness, when death was the only thing that was victorious. It's the only thing you could count on. Nothing was more powerful than death. The birth of Jesus Christ marks the very center of human history, a new beginning, a change from gloom to light. The gloom of death and the light of eternal life, the hope of eternal life, dawned on humankind. And after the birth of Jesus, his earthly life, his death and resurrection, now humanity finally has the time, the opportunity, the promise, and the plan of eternal life through the sacraments that he left us for this life, to achieve eternal life. Our baptism and the Holy Eucharist, these are the gifts of that he gave us to achieve holy life, so that, as he promised when he was asked, Lord, how can I have eternal life? He says, by baptism through water and the Spirit. And he said, this is my body. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will have eternal life in him. That's his promise. The good news, the gospel that we proclaim is life in abundance, eternal life without end. Our salvation is only possible if Jesus is God. Now some say, oh, Jesus was a good man, and if you can learn a lot from him. He had a good philosophy of life. We should learn from him. But he's not God. And the problem with that is, if Jesus is not God, how can we be saved? Only God is eternal. Without God, there is no eternal life. It's impossible. Because only God is eternal. There's nothing else that's eternal. There is no eternal life apart from God. You know, you can't give what you don't have. If I ask you for money and you don't have it, you can't give it because you don't have it. You can't give eternal life if you don't have it. If Jesus is not God, he could not give us eternal life. Now, the whole New Testament is a testament. It's a witness to the fact that Jesus is God. That's the issue. The only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is God. Being divine, he can share his divinity with us. That's the plan that God has eternally prepared for us for our salvation. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of David. And his kingdom will have no end. He is the Son of Man by the birth of Mary. Jesus is the Son of God because God conceived Jesus in Mary's womb. And Mary is the model Christian for all of us. She was open to the Word of God. She allowed the Word of God to grow in her. Thank God she said yes. She was obedient to God, giving, serving. She said, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me what you have told me. And thus our Christian life invites us to be like Mary, open to the Word of God, not rebellious or doubtful, ready to serve. I encourage all of you this Christmas to spend time during these Christmas holidays, this Christmas season, which lasts from now until the baptism of the Lord, January 11th. Spend time with this amazing fact. Sit before the manger scene quietly. Think about the importance of that scene for all mankind and for you personally. Night has ended. We're in a new day. We've endured the darkness of death. And now, in knowing God in the newborn infant, we begin to see the possibilities of growth with him. In the manger, we see hope, our hope of life. St. Paul tells us in that second reading, the grace of God has appeared, saving all and training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires, and to live temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age, as we await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas.